From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a remembrance of legendary film star Marlon Brando, who's dead at the age of 80. But first, more violence today in Iraq. Two U.S. Marines died in separate incidents. In Baghdad, insurgents fired rockets that hit two hotel compounds used by Westerners. The U.S. military says the attackers were aiming for the nearby Green Zone. That's an area that houses the U.S. Embassy and the offices of Iraq's interim government. Earlier, I spoke with Rajiv Chandrasekaran of The Washington Post. He's the Baghdad bureau chief there. Rajiv is actually staying at the Sheraton in Baghdad where one of the rockets struck, and he told me about that experience.
It was a rude awakening this morning shortly after 7:30 local time. Heard a large boom and then a second boom. We ran out to the windows and looked out in the direction of Firdous Square. As you'll recall, that's that big square where, or circle actually, where on April 9th, 2003, a jubilant mob pulled down the statue of Saddam Hussein. It's where there's that blue-domed mosque that we see on the back of television personalities who are doing interviews here. And what had happened was there was a bank of rockets that were to be launched, as you said, toward the Green Zone. One of them was fired at the hotel I was in, the Sheraton Hotel, hitting the 10th floor but causing only minimal damage. Another rocket fired off about two blocks away toward the Baghdad Hotel, where there are a bunch of foreign contractors staying, injuring people in the parking lot. But then the rest of the rockets in this makeshift launcher affixed to a minibus exploded in that bus itself, and it sent up a big fireball and a lot of smoke. It resembled, not to be too glib about this, one of those Coyote and Roadrunner cartoons where, you know, the rockets just sort of misfire, and it turned into sort of a, more of a spectacular failure than any sort of serious attack.
So there weren't any casualties?
There were a few casualties at the Baghdad Hotel, but nothing serious, we're told.
And do we know who's behind these attacks?
Well, we believe it's insurgents now. Exactly which group of insurgents, hard to know. I mean, none of these groups really sort of come out and claim responsibility for small-scale attacks like this.
Well, there was some good news today coming out of Iraq. Insurgents freed two Turkish contractors and a Pakistani who were being held hostage. Why were they let go?
Well, the Turks promised that they would stop working in Iraq and stop working for the U.S. military. The two were air conditioning repairmen, but had some connection to doing some contract work for the U.S. military. And the hostage takers, also affiliated with this world of insurgents, have been increasingly going after not just Westerners, but Arabs and others, including the neighboring Turks, who are here doing work for the U.S.-led military coalition. And once these gentlemen made this promise, it appeared there were some additional negotiations, they were freed. The Turkish embassy here says that they did not pay any ransom to win their release.
Rajiv Chandrasekaran is the Washington Post's Baghdad bureau chief. He joined us from Baghdad. Thank you very much.
A pleasure to talk to you.